everybody. Welcome back to KaylaCast. Today, this episode means a whole lot to me because I will be sharing more memories with Peyton. Yay! So as y'all people in my church know, Peyton is really special to me, one of the people I look up to. Like, she's one of the people who are special to me. I will be talking about more memories with her. At Christmas Eve, we were at Jay's aunt's house. Peyton and I stuck together since Judson just went around with the family. And me and Peyton just stuck together. And we spent time together, along with the family, too. And we went over a coffee table, but like, you know, those big old huge giant books on the coffee table in these nice houses. We're looking at Dubai. We're looking through it. I learned some new things which I forgot about. Me and Peyton took a selfie. And then I was watching her and Jay take pictures from the Christmas tree because I wanted to, you know. And one of the ladies told me to get in the picture with her and Jay. Their gift I got for Christmas from them, her and Jay, was a kind of gold necklace with a butterfly on it. That's just sentimental because anything that my church people give me, or Kim, or Joanne, or Cora, Shay, anybody at LADC, things that those people give me, they're sentimental. Because those are the people I love and I cherish. Anywho, Peyton teaches me right. She taught me to be nice, which I'm working on it. And she's working with me to stop calling myself stupid. Because when I forget something or misunderstand something, I tell myself, I'm so stupid. Or I'm so dumb. Or why am I so stupid? That's what I do. If I have a question about the law or about her job, I always ask her. I love that she smiles at me. That always makes my day. I tell her everything. Like, I tell her what happened that day, have the crazy stuff that happens there, you know. Because it's day half, and yes, our special needs. We could go haywire sometimes. Just want to put that out there. I tell her, I love you. She says, I love you too. I think that's how she says it. I kind of forgot. But I developed her. I wonder how I did that. Oh, I just want to put that out there too. They say the more time you spend with somebody, the more you develop their tone. We recently went to the park for a walk-run thing. It was just down the strange street from our house. Like, it was just three of us. It was just me, her, and another lady. She had her Doberman, Moe's. I got to pet the dog. So I was pretty happy about that. When it was over, we walked home together. We talked. We had a conversation. And when we hit her house on her block, we said our goodbyes and went our own way. I always get excited when it's her week to pick me up for church on Wednesday nights. When it's her week. At day half, I say, Kim or whoever, guess who's picking me up on Wednesday night or tomorrow or whatever. They say, Peyton. I say, dang it. Or I'll say, yeah. I enjoy riding with her. You know, I really do. She's fun. And we get to have a good conversation. We talk about our day and what we're going to do the rest of the week. I don't know what you usually used to. I say, I'll drive. But she's told me to stop doing that. So I'm going to do what she says. She said to quit asking her to drive. Usually I would hit my head or hit my hand on whatever in the car. And then I brought it up to her and said, I haven't been hitting my head or anything. And She said, "You're doing really good." But the door caught my hair, like, "Ouch!" Then we were headed back to the car on Wednesday night, going to go back home. I was trying to open the door too quickly, and I realized she unlocked the door. I could open my door. I went, or something like that. Like, when real quick, I'm gonna put this out there. When I'm trying to communicate something, I'm pointing at something, if I'm just making a noise, that means I'm telling you something that's over here, or I see something cool, you know. Like, she knew the door, I could open the door. Then I asked her, "How did you know I was communicating to you?" Because I was making a noise, I wasn't using my words, that's why. I asked her why how she knew. She said, "Because you're making noises out loud." I said, "Yeah, I do that. Like if I play soccer at the Jessica B tells me to use my words. Because sometimes I point something in my head, I go, at the or Anna. Like at church, I go, Anna! And go hug whoever. You know, I go, I'll go, Anna! You know. Anyways, that's the topic. There are times I dream about Peyton, which we are normally in the car driving to church, you know, which is normal. But I'm gonna tell you about this one dream I had about her that I still remember. It was last year, and I still remember it to this day. But it's pretty hilarious. So I remember in the dream, we were in school, it was pitch black, it was dark, and she went to go look for a book in the dream, and I couldn't find it. I went, Peyton? And it's while still dreaming, I looked at her, and I saw her, she looked at me red eyes, I was like, uh-oh! And I started running in my dream. She started chasing me and while still dreaming. Oh my gosh, this part, I think it's funny. She put my hands behind my back and she said, "I'm keeping you forever." Now I know, in reality, she'll never do that. Sometimes my dreams are crazy like that. When I see her, I say, "Hi, Peyton." And she goes, "Hi." And I ask her how she's doing, or what's up, you know, and I tell her the updates. And we still listen to music and sing together in the car sometimes. Sometimes she gets on to me, and that's fine by me. Like, what time I burped, and I said excuse me, but it wasn't loud. She said, "Caitlin, say excuse me." I told her I did, but it wasn't loud. She is always happy to see me. I'm always happy to see her. I've talked with church members, and they have told me, like, that she said how much she loves me, and they can see how much she loves me. I know all the church people love me very much, and I love them too. There are times I tell her stuff that happened, she asks of what or why it happened. In a concerned voice, I told her I was going to be on a behavior support plan. And what that is that if a client, someone who's special needs, like for example me, if they're having a lot of behaviors, which I have been, I've been acting up that they have here and there. So I'm gonna bring up to my behavior specialist. That's something I need to work on. And Peyton asks me, like, she asks, "What's going on? Why are you having behaviors?" I told her I don't know, which I do know, but I just didn't know how to explain to her. So I gave her a paper that has all the information on it, that way she'll know. What I love about Peyton is she, like, she's just a really amazing person. She has a really, really beautiful voice. And no, I have not met her snake yet. I will eventually, I'm pretty sure. But whenever she goes out of town with Jay, I always miss her, you know? I miss Jay too. Well, that's all I got. Thank you for listening to Kaylin Cast. Come back soon for episode 7. Bye!